Agenda item number three, discussion and possible action on Possum Kingdom concrete assessment by Michael McClendon, Upper Basin Regional Manager, and Terry Lopez, Technical Service Manager.
All the questions that you asked about what you just saw, we're trying to lead turn because we're going to show you, we're going to continue with the dam operation. The infrastructure in the United States, not only at Possum Kingdom, but across the board, has deteriorated to almost an emergency basis. What we're fixing to propose to you is to set up some experts. We got onto this about a year ago, and we brought them in, and then we had some contract problems, not with these people, but with the contractor at the time, or the engineer at the time. And we found they're in your book, those experts. And what we're trying to understand, because the technology of cement from the 1920s has certainly changed to the now the 2015s. The corrosion and the acidity and all those things that environment up there makes it very difficult to predict how it's going to react to that. And we don't know. It's going to have to be studied. So our proposal is we're going to build you a watch. We're going to show you what we know about's wrong with the dam. There's some things that we don't know, and we don't want to be in that position. This is a national problem. We were fortunate with FERC that we had dam safety checks every year. And so we're further along, but you can see being close to the age of this dam, my own personal self, things start to break and you start to get hard to get up and so forth. So we're going to propose to you in great detail and show you in great detail what's wrong with what's currently wrong with it. The dam is safe, but we're trying to lead turn it and to make smart investments of large amounts of money to be able to proceed to the future.
Thank you, Mr. Ford. Mr. Chairman, Terry Lopez and I, our tech services manager, will be presenting this agenda item for your consideration. Our objective, as Mr. Ford said, is to extend the service life of all our assets. To that end, we're proposing to undertake a process that we will obtain an assessment of the concrete components at Morris Shepherd Dam. The board may recall back in January 2013 that it authorized us to contract with a firm to make this assessment. Unfortunately, as Mr. Ford said, the relationship with that firm digressed significantly and a contract was never executed. However, the assessment still does need to occur. And what we're doing here with this presentation is providing some information to you such that we're seeking a team of experts that will serve as advisors. They'll provide peer review services and they'll assist us and guide us through this process. I'm going to begin the presentation and go through some of the various concrete elements at Morris Shepherd Dam. Y'all seen these photographs before, these slides before. Then I'm going to discuss some of the advancements in concrete technology through the years, and then I'm going to walk you through a representative sample of a repair that we recently made at Morris Shepherd Dam. And then I'm going to turn it over to Terry, and Terry's going to talk about the program that Mr. Ford spoke about in greater detail. This slide shows some of the mass concrete elements. You're familiar with the foundations, the buttresses, the deck panels, operating piers, and also the intake structure. These concrete elements typically have a service life of 50 years. Morris Shepherd Dam is over 70 years old. So it's beginning to age, but whenever we speak with the experts and some of the engineers associated in this field, that with the proper maintenance, we can have the service life of this facility extend well beyond 100 years. This slide illustrates some more of the concrete elements associated with the dam that you weren't able to see on the prior photograph. You can see the upstream deck panels and also the intake structure as well as the operating pier. The concrete maintenance program that Terry's going to speak about, it's going to complement our existing programs that we already have in place. Those include monitoring of the dam, inspections, and then also repairs as necessary. This slide shows a brief timeline of some of the significant events within the history of Morris Shepherd Dam. Some of you may recall that there was some movement in the spillway noted in the late 1980s. The cause of that movement was determined, corrective action was taken, and we stabilized the structure. Along with that stabilization effort, we went in and had some extensive monitoring programs that continue in to this day. However, we have noticed some additional cracks and spalls since that time, and if those go unchecked, they can become a problem. But that's why we're here today. We're looking forward to moving forward and addressing the issue proactively. One of the things that Mr. Ford said and that I'd kind of like to reiterate here, though, is that the cracks and spalls that have been noted are not a dam safety issue. So that's important to take away from this presentation. This slide shows some of the advancements in concrete technology relative to the construction of our dams. As you would expect, that the dams that were constructed later benefited from the advancements in concrete technology. It wasn't until around 1995 that folks in the dam industry began to notice the concrete decomposition associated with dams, and these were the Bureau of Reclamation and also the Corps of Engineers. And the reason why it was these folks is because they have some of the oldest dams across the nation. So, but then you look in the 2000s, you get dams such as ours. I think LCRA's Lake Buchanan is about the same. It was built in 1938. The whole industry begins to look at these, and we're all having to address this issue. There's been a lot of advancements, and we have means to make the necessary repairs. I'm going to walk you through a few slides that show some of the decomposition that's taken place. This happens to be a downstream deck panel, and you can see some of the corrosion of the rebar and the spalling of the concrete. This is another slide. It's a downstream deck panel, and you can see the spalling of the concrete in this slide as well. And then I said earlier in the presentation that I was going to walk you through a representative repair. The repair was made to the corbels. You can see the corbels here in this photograph. They're located adjacent to all the buttresses. And the actual repair was a little bit further to the right, but it was in close proximity to this. The red circle depicts the crack and spall where we went in and made the repair to the corbel. This is a closer view of that crack and spall. You can see it's about 4 foot by 6 foot in area, and then the depth of the crack is anywhere from 4 to 9 inches. Our RSMU group, so our own personal guys, went up there. They removed the deteriorated concrete and the deteriorated rebar. They applied new rebar and then these zinc anodes that you can see on the right. These zinc anodes are sacrificial anodes, and they'll protect the rebar against further corrosion. Our SMU group then went in and they had to place the forms and bracing. Then we had to go in and utilize a man lift and pump grout up there to make the necessary repair. And you can see with this slide shows the finished product. This is a repair to that corbel. The total cost of this repair was about $30,000, so it's not insignificant. It cost a lot of money. However, once we complete a comprehensive assessment that Terry will talk to you here about shortly, we're going to understand better what's causing some of the cracking, and we're also going to know some of the extent of the repairs that need to be made, as well as some of the costs associated there, too. And then after that assessment's made, there'll be a range of options that we can look at. They may come back and say do nothing at all. They may come back and say make some minor repairs like this. They could come back and say you need to replace some of the major concrete elements that I showed you. You might have to replace a large section of a corbel or a buttress or something. But we don't know that until we get in there. There also may be some advancements in technology that we don't have to make repairs, as I showed you here on these slides. There might be some other means to do that. So we'll find that out as we go through the process. I'll turn it over to Terry now, and he'll talk to you a little bit further. Yes, sir.
Mike, you said something about 100 years, and I wasn't sure if that was 30 more years or if it was 100 more years.
Yeah, I was saying 100 years in total, but there's not an exact number that you can put on it. But if it's properly maintained and we continue the maintenance that we're doing, it can go well into the future. But I don't think anybody would give you an exact date. I know that's not what you're looking for.
We'll say 30 years, it turns out to be an accurate number. What do you do then?
Yeah, there's different options. I think we're looking beyond at 30 years for sure, but some of the options is you can replace the structure, and there's different means to do that. And you can replace it in place while it's still there. You can build another structure either slightly upstream or downstream or something like that. But there's other options. We haven't looked at that at this juncture. If we move through this assessment, we believe we can get through several more years.
And the assessment will give us that insight that we don't have now to try to figure that out.
Like Mike said, this is an aging infrastructure. What we're seeing right now, what we visibly can see, is the cracks and spalls. And we can take care of that pretty much with our own people or with contract and keep up with that. And we don't want to let them go. What we can't see, unfortunately, is the internal part of the dam. The dam was originally, we assumed, and I think rightly so, they used river water, high in chlorides, high in sulfates. These have a devastating effect on concrete and the aggregate that's inside of it. But we don't know if we have a problem. It's kind of like going to the doctor, and we go for a health check, and that's kind of what we want to do this time. We want to have a health check to determine, do we have a problem or do we not have a problem? So our plan is to contract with individual experts, and they were in your diligent books, that will provide us a roadmap of where we want to go with this. From that, we will have them develop a scope of work and bring on an engineering firm who will actually sign and seal the procedures and the process that we're going to be going through. And this will give us like a head physician. And if we can determine if we have a problem, we have a team of experts that we can go back and look at and determine what kind of process do we want to go through. Do we want to, is it economical to even do the repair? Can it be repaired? We feel like that we can, but we don't know that until we get into it and do more testing and more an assessment. So what we're asking y'all today to approve the peer review team and approval that Phil can enter into a contract so we can begin the process of doing this. And what we're going to do is this, the contracts that we're going to be signing with individuals will be over a five-year period. They're experts in different areas. They may overlap. We may not use some of them to the fullest. We may not need to, but what we'll have the ability over the next 5 years to bring these experts in to help us, guide us down this road that we want to go. That's really the presentation. If you have any questions, we can answer them. If not, we have a resolution. Yes, sir.
Terry, would the information we garner from this be relatively specific to Morris Shepherd, or would it be insight that we could use as we assess other lakes?
It would be used for other lakes, too. They won't have necessarily the same problems because they don't have necessarily the same high chlorides and sulfates, but we want to look at the interior of them, too. They're younger dams. We haven't seen the deterioration on the exterior yet. But we want to get through Morris Shepherd first because it's our main reservoir. Yes, sir.
Terry, this study replaces the previously discussion on the inspection of the dam. Am I correct?
No,
that?
Sir. No, we will continue to do annual inspections on the dam. We will do five-year inspections on the dam as we've done in the past. But those are visual inspections, not destructive testing or non-destructive testing. These are just visual, and we'll continue to do that. This is over and above that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Are there any current modern abilities for us to see inside the dam, like ultrasound or X-ray? Any of those type of technology?
I'll let Mark answer. I don't know of any. That's one thing that we'll find out as we get into this with the experts, is if they've had any experience with anything like that in the past. Mark, do you know of anything that's on the board?
Is that working now? Okay. There are numerous new technologies, ultrasound, infrared, thermal, and one of the experts that we're going to hire, that is his area of expertise, is when do you apply certain of these procedures to do examinations without doing destructive testing? We're going to try to minimize destructive testing as much as we can. There will be some of necessity. But, again, one of these experts is going to guide us into the right technology to use to do as least damage as we can.
Yes, sir.
So you got five different firms.
Well, five different individuals.
Five different individuals.
Yes, sir.
Doing their own expertise at $50,000 per individual. $250,000 a year. Total.
Right. They will be, we know of four have worked together before, and probably the fifth has also been, has worked in the past. We don't, not aware of their interaction, but we do know that most of these individuals have worked together as a team before on various committees, papers, projects.
Do they determine the problem and actually correct the problem, or do they go out and get somebody else to do that?
They're an extension of our engineers. Basically, they're going to help us, guide us down what road we need to go. They will help develop a scope of work to hire an engineering firm who will actually sign and seal the documents that authorize, say that this is the problem and this is what has to be done. And this, and the engineering firm is the liable for the project. Our consultants are there to give us a peer review of what's going on to make sure that we go down what they feel like is the right path. There's going to be some core, you know, there has to be communication between them, the engineering firm, and ourselves as we work this problem.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Although Moore Shepherd is our oldest dam, I mean, it's obviously not the oldest in the country. There should be some Corps of Engineer dams that if they can we benefit from any previous.
Will we be using whatever data? Yes, sir. Whatever
these people be aware of those things.
Right.
They worked on those.
Yes.
A lot of the folks that were these peer reviewers, they're from the Bureau of Rec and the Corps, and so they have extensive experience. They're the ones that I mentioned in that slide. They're the kind of the leading experts in this field. So, yes, sir. And Director Master, I wanted to clarify something to you, too. You said $50,000 and then $250,000 per year. Actually, the way the resolution is presented, I don't think we've shown it yet, but it's a total of $1.25 million, I believe, and it's to allow greater flexibility. So we may only spend $10,000 with one of these peer reviewers. That may be the total amount he ever receives. It just depends, but it won't necessarily be $50,000 per individual. I don't know if that clarifies anything.
Any more questions?
We have a resolution if you...
I'll read the resolution, please.
Yes, sir. The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its January 26, 2015 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager/CEO to negotiate and execute peer review contract agreements with up to five experts with specialized expertise to assist in the development and review of a comprehensive concrete assessment and service life extension strategies for the Moore Shepherd Dam in the amount not to exceed the total of $1,250,000 over a five-year period.
Okay. You've heard the reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Munson, and who second? Zaccanino. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.